You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
If you need to know what's going on today, being 1 October, the year anniversary, it's all right there on the KKLZ website. You want to give blood? You know, a lot of people gave blood that day last year.
Yeah.
And then made appointments, and a lot of people didn't follow through.
Yeah, you know what? Blood's not only needed on, you know, because there's a tragedy. And it only lasts for a short while. Mm-hmm. So you know what? Maybe if today's a reminder of that, do it. Give blood. Do it a couple times a year if you can. It's always needed.
So 96.3KKLZ.com. Talk at text lines open at 702-739-9636. Powered by Centennial Toyota. Your friend Karen's on the phone.
Karen, who, we talked to... Well, actually, Karen has become a kind of a good friend of mine. And we talked to her last year, you know, the day after, because she had lost her very best friend. And Karen, we're kind of talking today about, you know, how the years changed going from that to this and everything in between. What's it been like for you?
Yeah, there are good days and bad days. Mostly it's easier. Mostly it gets a little easier when I see her picture, you know, because they still show it on the news every month, every first. You know, sometimes it's okay and sometimes it's not. I think this one hit me a little harder than I thought it was gonna. We did the ride on Saturday, Remy and I.
Oh, good.
That was really something. When we were riding down the strip, a lot of people had signs and, you know, they were in their shirts. Got a little choked up. It was really beautiful, all the support out there.
And tell everybody who we're talking about.
Lisa Romero Muniz.
For those people that don't realize that how we are all connected, Karen has this friend Lisa and her husband Chris, who come to town to celebrate their anniversary because he had forgotten it the year before.
Yes, he did.
And he said, you know what, we're going to Vegas and you're going to see your best friend Karen, and then I got you tickets for Route 91 on Sunday. But the extra bonus was seeing Carla Rae do stand-up Saturday night. So Karen, it's you and your husband, and then Lisa brings her husband Chris, and you all meet, and I had the opportunity to meet everybody.
Yeah.
We had such a good time. We had a great time, and I introduced them to you guys, and she had so much fun. And Chris, it was kind of funny. On his Facebook, you know, the memories that popped up,
yeah,
he was talking about Carla singling him out.
Yes, I did.
Being from Gallup, New Mexico.
Yes, I know. It's like nobody's from Gallup. God, there's nothing about New Mexico that's funny.
And Karen, tell everybody how long you've known Lisa. At what age or how long have you been friends?
Since we were 12 years old. And there's a group of us. There's me, Lisa. There's actually a group of us girls that always kept in touch. Even before all the social media,
yeah,
we all kept in touch with each other and we're all part of each other's lives.
Karen, you told me something last week when I saw you at the Quirks and Crafts. You said that you know, Chris, Lisa's husband, obviously having a hard time with it. You said something to the effect of, you know, that you told him, hey, you know what? You gotta move on, honey.
Actually, it was Remy said it, and then I related to Chris, and Chris has been trying so hard to take care of everybody. And I told him, I said, you know what, hon? It's kind of like plane going down, you know? You got to put your mask on first before you can help anybody else. And you haven't done that. And you got to be able to breathe, and you haven't.
Well, Karen, thank you so much for calling in and for sharing.
And you know what? Have a big toast for Lisa today. I'm sorry, but just salute her. Have a toast, man.
Yeah, we'll do a cranberry and vodka for Lisa.
There you go. There you go. Karen, you are the absolute best. And I, you know what? Thank you to you and to Lisa, because I have you in my life, and I really am grateful for that.
I feel the same way. Thank you both.
Steve's on the phone. Steve, what's going on?
I was just listening to your morning show about the October 1. My wife is still in the hospital. It's coming
what?
Up onto a year. Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Still?
No, she had 12 surgeries. She suffered quite a bit of trauma in her internal organs and so forth. So,
has she been out of the hospital at all? Has she been in and out, or just pretty much in the hospital?
She was only home for 5 weeks back in April. The rest of the time, she's been in the hospital. I just wanted to let you know that she's doing better. Anyways, I just wanted to call you and let you know there's still people out there suffering.
Steve, were you with your wife at the concert?
My two daughters were there. My one daughter was shot too, so along with my wife. And she survived, you know, she had an out-of-body experience, went to heaven, saw her brothers, saw her dad, saw my uncle, and they all said that, you know, she's not supposed to be here. She needs to go back. So she came back, and she fought and fought and fought.
Steve, if you don't mind us asking, how are you doing with the family overall?
I'm doing okay. I've been living at the hospital for the year. Been with her every day.
And what about your girls, your daughters?
They're doing well. They're back at work. You know, they own a dance studio up in Summerlin, mm-hmm. downtown Summerlin, and so they're back to teaching.
You know, is there some light at the end of this tunnel?
The light was dim for quite a while, but it's getting brighter, Carla.
Okay, good.
It's getting brighter. We're hoping that she recovers completely. It's been a long year. It's been a hard year, but we're offering hope and inspiration to what she had to suffer, and hopefully it gives some inspiration to other survivors to keep going, not, you know, never giving up. But she's a trooper. We call her the warrior.
You know, Steve, after she gets out of the hospital feeling better, she's going to hold this over your head forever.
Yes, she is.
Oh, yeah.
You know, excuse me.
You know what? You didn't come in that one Thursday.
Right.
All right? Mister?
You know, I was in the hospital for a year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. And you were at the dance studio?
I think you can come see my mother for a week.
Guess what? Yeah. You owe me, mister.
Yes.
What do you mean, what are we having for dinner?
Well, I have a sticker on our bed, on her side of the bed. I have a sticker. It says, I'm the boss.
Oh, boy, Steve. When she gets out,
Steve,
God bless you, Steve.
Yes, Steve. I don't even know what to say.
Just keep her in prayer.
Absolutely.
Know? And that's what's getting us through this.
Well, Steve, God bless you. Hang in there and try and have a good day.
Thank you so much for calling, Steve, and taking the time. You take care of yourself.
Yeah, all right. Thank you.
Normally, we wrap up the show with a feel-good story, but thought we'd change it up a little bit this morning because of, today is 1 October.
Yeah, and I promise you this will be a feel-good story once you get through this.
Something a little bit more relevant to what's happening today.
Yeah, and this is actually, believe it or not, this is somebody I went to high school with, and I ran across this morning, and this just cannot be more fitting. So give me a minute here. Raina is her name, mm-hmm. and her boyfriend, fiance, is Opie. And she said, one minute I'm dancing and singing with complete freedom, having a great time. Next, it's a massacre that no one could imagine. I witnessed the best and worst in humanity. People were helping the wounded. On the other side, people were looting cash in registers from the vendors. Opie helped out about 20 people. They got under VIP containers. I think he saved their lives. I was in direct line of fire. He got shot, saving my life. No one knew what to do. You run straight, you get shot. You run side to side, you get shot. Didn't have time to think of anything except getting medical attention. An officer grabbed my shoulder and said, no one's coming. No more Metro. They're out of medical supplies. If you have to steal a car to get them to the hospital, then do it. There were a lot of heroes that night. I have two. A gentleman that got 8 to 10 of us to UMC in record time. One, unfortunately, who died, but in the hospital instead of a truck bed. The number one is Opie. No explanation as to why I'm alive, or at least without multiple gunshot wounds, but he saved my life. I'll never be the same as I was the end of September, but in some ways, I am much better and much stronger. I live my life today to its fullest, however that may look. I prefer solitude in the desert to the mass crowds of Las Vegas now, but I'm at peace more often than not. Sometimes survivor's guilt kicks me in the butt, but I won't waste one second of this half of my life on nonsense. So let's be kinder, nicer, get to know your neighbor. That night, no one gave a damn who you voted for, what your political party was, what color you were, where you worked, how much money you had. It was one human being helping another. I would not be alive today if it weren't for the love of my life and all the other survivors. I thank you. How cool is that? And if you'd like me to lighten this up a little bit, Raina's fiance now, they came to see me one night, and I said, you know, how are you doing, Opie? He said, fine. I said, you know, I just have to ask, where were you shot? Well, Carla, I was shot right there. He was shot in his groin.
Oh.
And I said, no, you weren't. He said, yes, I was. And, you know, he joked about it a little bit, but he's got the best attitude. And my friend Raina Rusk is her name, has always had the best attitude on earth. But she's right, you know?
And if you tuned in, depending on what time you tuned in this morning, we tried to find a balance. Be as positive as we could. And the mantra today, of course, making Vegas stronger.
Yeah, today's going to be a rough day for a lot of people. A lot harder for you than it is for us, for obvious reasons. So, you know, like we say, try to find something good. Try to find something good today. And if you did lose someone, celebrate their life today. Absolutely celebrate it.
And the other thing is, if you're looking to make Vegas stronger, all the information you need about donating blood, getting involved, help with support, it's on our website, on the homepage, all day today. Yeah. And will continue to be for quite a while. 963KKLZ.com.